It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Didn't put the sweater on. Didn't put the sneakers on. You know why? Because I have some things in here to put on. Show you. Some Indian friends made them. Look at that fancy jacket. I'll just put that on instead of my sweater today. I want you to see how this jacket's made. Look in here. Every little piece of material is sewn together so that outside it makes that fancy design. Isn't that beautiful? Imagine making something that beautiful. All right, instead of the sneakers, moccasins. There they are with beads, all those fancy beads on there. And they're soft too. Look how my foot can just go around like that in them. See? Moccasins. You saw the beadwork on there. Look at these beads. Did you ever make beads for yourself? Or see any big people wearing beads? Well, Indians have been wearing beads for many, many, many years and making their own like these. And what about feathers? Wait till you just close your eyes just 1 minute, like that. I'll tell you when to open them, because I have a surprise for you. All right, ready? Open! An Indian headdress. See all those feathers? That's a chief's headdress. And you see all the beadwork here? Lots and lots of beads. Decorations, that's what they are. And people earn these feathers by doing very great things. You know, the other day, in our own neighborhood, I saw some Boy Scouts practicing some Indian dances. I think I'd like to ask Picture to show us those Scouts doing those dances. Would you like to see them? Did you know that people practice Indian dances and really do them well? Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all those Scouts doing those dances?
Do what? Do what? Hey! Hey!
Hey!
not picture. Gee, that was just like Follow the Leader, wasn't it? And each one just followed what the other one did. Did you ever play Follow the Leader? Sure. Let's ask picture to show us another one of the dances that they did. This time with a drum, please, picture. Thank you again, picture. Look what picture says. You're welcome again. That was great. You know, you could just use a paper cup for a drum. And if you had some beans, you could put the beans in the paper cup. I dropped one. You just put your hand over and go. The way they were going along like that. Good, are you pounding with me? Oh, you weren't pounding at all, were you? To the door. Yes, who's at the door?
Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers, speedy delivery. Oh, I should say Chief Rogers today, shouldn't I?
Well, we are dressed in Indian headdress.
Well, here is the cradle board you requested from the museum, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McPhee.
Oh, by the way, the lady at the museum told me to tell you this is a Cree Indian cradle board, a genuine Cree Indian cradle board.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McPhee. It's a beautiful one.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. I'll be back a little later on to pick it up, Mr. Rogers. All righty?
I see you put a baby doll in there.
Yes, there is a little baby doll in there.
Thank you for bringing it. How much is your delivery today, Mr. McFeely?
How much? Let me see. 11 beans, Mr. Rogers. 11 beans. That's how much it is today.
11 beans. Well, there are 11 beans for you.
Well, that's great fun, Mr. Rogers. I'll just dance right out. All right, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery. And thank you for this, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely liked his 11 beans. A Cree Indian cradle board. I asked Mr. McFeely to bring one of these so you could see it. Little Indian children are sometimes rocked to sleep in a cradle board like this. This would be all tied all the way down there so they'd be in there very safely. And sometimes they're put on their mother's back, and the mother walks with them. And sometimes when the mother has some other things to do and there's a big brother or sister around, the mother will put the cradle board on a very low branch of a tree. And then the brother or the sister will sit beside the cradle board and rock it. And that's the big brother or sister taking care of the new baby. I don't know whether they'd sing our song, but we certainly know a song, I'm Taking Care of You, don't we? I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care you. And as you get older, you can take care, more and more care of the little ones. Cradle board. If you ever see anything like that in a museum, or with some Indian friends that you might have, you'll know it's called a cradle board. There you go, baby. Think it's time for the neighborhood of make-believe trolley to be coming by. Let's take a look. Do you see Daniel's clock? There it is, ticking and talking away. And there's the fountain. And there's the museum go-round. Mr. McFeely finds a lot of things at the museum for us, doesn't he? Here's X's tree with Henrietta's house. The factory. Yep, there's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. Come on in, trolley. Hi, trolley. No, I'm not a fancy bird. I'm dressed as a fancy Indian today. Yeah. Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe trolley? We'd like to see what's going on in there right now.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's you, Lady Elaine.
What's 14 inches long?
This place right here, where we're going to have one of the booths for the fair.
Oh, booths for a fair?
Yes.
The fair?
A fair,
there's
yes.
Going to be a fair?
Yes, there is, Lady Elaine. You mean well, you hadn't heard about it?
No, a fair.
Yes.
Something active in the neighborhood of... What can I do for it?
Well...
I'd just love to be in a fair.
Well, you can do anything you like, Lady Elaine. I mean, you know, it's going to be a neighborhood fair.
A neighborhood fair?
That's right.
Oh, now let me see. You know me. I love to play cowgirl. I always love to be cowgirl.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I just think I'll throw my lasso and rope the bull. That's what I'll do. Throw the lasso around and just rope the bull. Just... Can't you see the bull coming up there? And I'll just throw the lasso around him.
Well, that really sounds great. One thing, who's going to be the bull?
Oh, the bull.
Yes, the bull.
Who for the bull? How about you?
Me. Me, the bull?
Mm-hmm. Can't you see us now? There I'll be, roping around with my rope. And I'll look out there, and there you'll be, in a bull suit. And you'll be coming in, and I'll take my lasso and go, whew, right around your horns.
Well, I'll tell you, it all sounds really great. It really does. But there's just one problem.
Yes?
I don't have a bull suit.
I don't want you to worry about a little thing like that.
You don't?
Because I'll see that you get one.
I'm sure you will, Lady Elaine. I'm sure you will.
Right, let's go get it now.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I've got so much planning that I have to do right here. We'll just have to work on that part of it tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Always tomorrow. I like things to happen right away. Not have to wait till tomorrow.
Well, why don't you go and look for your cowgirl suit now?
Hey, there's something for now, isn't it? Good idea. You've got good ideas, handyman.
Thank you, lady.
Right, you just keep up your good work, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Wonderful idea. Ooh, I love to be a cowgirl. That's what I love to be.
I love to be a cowgirl.
That's right. What I love to be.
We'll talk to you later, then. All right, Lady Elaine. Bull suit.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Yes, Your Majesty. I'm very honored, sir.
You haven't time to be honored. How is your work coming here?
Just fine, sir. I think we're going to have plenty of room right here.
Yes, well, if not, I suggest that you build a larger garden.
Yes, sir, exactly.
What are you yourself going to be doing the day of the fair, Handyman Negri, when all your work here is finished?
Well, you see, Lady Elaine has asked me if I would wear a bull suit, you know, a bull's costume, and then she could try to rope the bull.
Pure foolishness.
Oh, well, I think it'll be a lot of fun, sir. I mean, I guess it will be anyway. What about you, Your Highness? What are you going to do at the fair?
I'm going to be at the Kiss the King booth.
Kiss the what, sir?
The Kiss the King booth.
Kiss the King? You mean King Friday?
That's it. Wonderful idea, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's a very different idea, Your Majesty.
Yes. Well, you know, they often have kissing booths at fairs.
Yes, that's right, sir. But I never heard of a Kiss the King booth. That's really terrific, I must say.
I thought you'd like it.
Yes, sir, I do.
I'll go tell Sarah Saturday about it.
I imagine she'll be quite surprised, don't you think, sir?
I'm always full of surprises, I am.
Yes, you are that, sir.
Yes, well, farewell, Handyman Negri.
Yes, sir.
Farewell.
Farewell, King Friday. Farewell.
To you.
Kiss the King booth. That's really something, isn't it? Miss Polificate. How are you, Miss Polificate? Yes, this is Handyman Negri. Miss Polificate, have you heard what kind of a booth the king is going to have at the fair? Well, get ready for this now. Are you ready? Listen, he's going to have a Kiss the King booth. That's exactly what I thought. Well, I'll be talking to you later, Miss Polificate. Bye for now. Daniel, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Handyman Negri. How are you?
Good. Fine. Hey, have you heard about King Friday?
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong. He's just planning something very funny for the fair.
Well, what in the world is it?
Well, he is going to have a Kiss the King booth.
Kiss the King?
Yes.
You mean people are going to come and kiss him at the fair?
Well, that's what it sounds like to me, Daniel.
Oh. Well, I wonder how many customers he'll get.
Well, knowing King Friday, he might have people coming from all over the world, you know, just to give him a kiss.
I guess so. I never heard of such a thing. Imagine King Friday thinking that up.
Yeah.
What are you going to do at the fair?
Well, I'm going to be Lady Elaine's bull.
Lady Elaine's bull.
Yes, you see, she likes to be a cowgirl.
Oh,
you know.
So she will be the cowgirl?
And I'll be the bull, and she'll rope the bull. Does it sound like fun?
Yeah, it sure does.
The king thought it was foolishness.
Well, you know, he might think that, but if you like it, and if Lady Elaine likes it, Well, then it'll be all right. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do, Daniel?
Well, I'll show you. Just a minute.
Oh, okay.
Can you wait a minute?
Oh, sure. I'd love to see it. Yeah. Daniel always has such very good ideas, and they're very original, too. He usually makes them up himself. Kiss the King booth. Did you ever hear anything like that? Oh, look at that. Daniel!
Here I am.
Oh, that's really nice. Here, let me fix your head. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be an Indian?
Yes, that's my Indian headdress.
Oh, it's very beautiful. Here, can I fix it right here for you?
Yeah.
Is it on nice and snug?
Very well.
Oh,
it's on very well now.
It's beautiful. Such nice colors and everything. Did you make it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
With some tape and some feathers.
It's very beautiful.
Just a minute. I'll show you what else we're going to do.
Oh, something else goes with it?
Oh, yes. I'll be standing beside my booth.
Oh,
and then my booth will have this other thing in it.
Oh, I see.
That's the basket.
A basket.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get the things that you throw in the basket.
Oh, now I'm beginning to see. Uh-huh.
There.
Oh, the little feather birdies.
Yeah. Now I'll hold the basket.
All right.
You can throw them in.
Okay.
Okay?
And you just throw them right in the basket,
mm-hmm.
right? Ready? One, two.
Good.
Shall I try another one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Good, you got them both.
Oh, and if you get the birdies in there, do you get a prize?
Oh, sure.
You get to kiss the king.
Well, I don't know what you get.
Would you like to try it?
Oh, I would like to try.
All right, here you go. I'll hold the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Now, here's a birdie for you.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't get it every time, but I try.
Okay. Hey!
Oh, good.
That was nice. Here, try another one.
All right.
We'll get this one out of the way.
Oh, God.
Two in a row. You want to try for three?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ian.
A long shot. Want to try once more?
Oh, and I've never been that
long. Oh, oops. Oh,
takes practice, you know.
Yes, it does take practice. One more time. Oh!
Oh! Down it goes. Just a minute. There it is.
Here we go.
Once more.
Oh!
Almost.
I'll try this one.
Okay. There it is.
Oh, Daniel, that's a beautiful idea. I think everybody's just going to love playing this game.
Well, would you like to take... I wonder where I should put it. I mean, should I put it right in the front of the castle?
Why don't you put it right next to the king's booth, and that way people can play this game while they're waiting to kiss the king.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You like that?
Yeah, I still can't imagine King Friday wanting to do that, though.
Well, he surprises a lot of people a lot of the time, doesn't he?
He surely does. Would you take it over then and see if it'll fit where you think it would be good?
Oh, that's a good idea, Daniel. I'm planning it right now, and I'll just see if there's enough. Shall I bring the birdies, too?
Yeah, why don't you?
I better be getting back right now because I've got an awful lot of work to do, and Friday's nearly here, you know.
I know. I hope you'll play the guitar at the fair.
Play the guitar? Can you see a bull? Can you see me dressed up in a bull's costume playing the guitar while Lady Elaine is trying to rope things around me?
There'll be a lot of funny things at that fair.
Well, I guess that's what fairs are for, aren't they, Daniel? To have a lot of fun.
Having a good time.
Right.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, Daniel, I'll bring this back to you in a little while.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. Bye, Indian. Hi, Charlie. You know what, Charlie? Friday sounds like it's going to really be a very special day. We'll be looking for you there. Bye now.
It should be very special, shouldn't it? That fair. Daniel had a headdress on with feathers. He said he just made it with feathers and tape. I can't understand King Friday kiss the king booth. I'll take my headdress off now. Each one of those feathers put on so carefully, they almost do a dance. You know, Indians might seem strange to us, when we don't know them too well. But Indians' children's dads work just the way our dads work to keep the families. And their mothers work and cook just the way our mothers work and cook. And I forgot to show you this. I want you to see this. Some Indians make beautiful baskets. This is an especially strong one made out of oak. See, I press it and it doesn't even go in. Oh, excuse me, there's somebody at the door. Yes, just a minute.
Oh, Mr. McPhee. Oh, I still have little Tom Tom here. You've got great ideas, Mr. Rogers, great ideas.
I'm glad you like it, Mr. McPhee.
I just stopped back for the cradle board, Mr. Rogers. I'll take it right back to the museum for you. There you go.
They certainly need their displays, don't they?
Right, now. Take this, and I'll be on my way, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. Good day.
Thank you.
Good day. Good day, Mr.
Bye-bye, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely's a good help. He brings us so many things to see. Take these beads to my friends. You know, I was just thinking, people wear moccasins nowadays. These are called moccasins. And these are the Indian kind of moccasins. So many things that are similar. I like both kinds. I like you, too. You know when we'll be together again? You guessed it. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person like you in this whole world. That's right. And you're my friend. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.